Joel, firstly, the honour of captaining the club again and being on the precipice of being the longest serving captain of all time. I know you're not a numbers man, but you're going to break that record and hold it for a little while at least. What does that mean to you?
I've been lucky enough to be here for a long time. That's what it means. And to hold the position, I feel very lucky over a long period of time. Speak about the journey of the captaincy. It was when I was a young captain, I sort of didn't even know what I was doing, just rocking up and got supported really well. And it still looks a little bit similar with the guys next to me and guys without the corridors of the footy club too, but it's been a big journey.
Yeah. Your age says that you will retire potentially before the two gentlemen standing either side of you.
Maybe.
Oh, mate,
I'm going pretty well at the moment, so don't count anything out.
But is the next captain standing beside you?
No, they're obviously candidates for when that does happen. We've also got probably a handful of guys that are also within there, and you've got the three of us out here today that got the titles of leaders of this footy club, but there is a number of guys throughout those corridors that could find himself in this position too.
What are your thoughts on the streamlining of the leadership, I suppose, official titles as opposed to the previous 7 and 8 man groups that you've had in the past?
Yeah, I mean, just probably with the times that we're in right now, we just found that this would be the best way to go for now. A lot of our conversations evolve around sort of like having, you know, 12 to 15 guys a part of it. So to have three just to, you know, front the media at different times, it's just a bit easier.
Tom, what does it mean for you to be elevated to vice captain?
It's a very proud moment for myself and for my family, I suppose. The journey I've been on throughout my career, it's always something that I've aspired to be, was to be a leader of a footy club, and now to have this title is obviously fantastic. But as Joel said, there's any number of people that we will lean on throughout the year, up to probably 20, I would say, even the young boys coming through that we'll have to lean on and ask their opinion. And it's not up to us three, but we're going to lean on a lot of blokes and utilise as many voices as we can.
What will your leadership style be like?
Grumpy. Grumpy, angry, serious. Hang on, he'll have his go. What do you got?
No,
nothing. I just think the best way I can lead is to play well. That's where I'm going to really hang my hat to start. Just go out there and compete and be the best player I can every week. I missed a pretty important part of the season last year, so I'm really ready to get back out and be the best player I can for the club.
So from the outside, being elevated to the vice captaincy suggests that you may be next in line. Do you see it that way?
Nah, not at all. I've been in this group for the last 4 years, and just because I've got a different title doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to change what I do or how I respond to the role. As Joel said, we've got a lot of blokes who can step into that role at any given moment, but obviously the playing group and the board and the coaches sort of thought that I was best for this title at this time, so that's what I'm going to do with it.
Can you humour me? For 5 weeks last year, we were all wondering whether you're going to play on grand final day. Would you have made it?
It's a fantastic hypothetical. I gave myself every chance. Yeah, I would have probably. Yeah. Whether that was the right or wrong thing to do, I would have put my hand up and said I was ready to go. But that ultimately, that decision was taken away from me.
The two guys beside you, Charles, they're flying, but there might be a day where both of them are out or something. You know, you lead the team out. What would that mean if you toss the coin and let the team out race and the person would come to you?
Oh, well, to be honest, Josh, it only changes that I toss a coin and I run out second, usually behind Joel, so I just run out first. That's all that it changed for me. It wouldn't necessarily change the way I speak or the way I approach the game at all. I'd have to find a way to talk to the whole group before Joel usually steps in and takes that mantle, so it wouldn't change much for me.
What type of speeches would we get from the game?
Good question.
A lot of rev-ups, a lot of hoo-ha and carry on. No, I'd try and just keep it short and simple. Key focus is for the game and how we're going to win.
If Joel's not available, you toss a coin to them who does lead the team.
I think Pat likes tossing the coin. I think he enjoys the little camera.
I'll
media
be the boss.
There.
I'll say who tosses the coin.
It's a wrestling.
It's a wrestle. Is it? All right, sweet. Game day or day before?
Day before.
Ah, sorry. You beauty.
Patrick, you guys have been sort of not written off, but it's said that it's going to get harder for you because it's an ageing list, which we've probably said for 5 years.
Yeah, that's the commentary that ever since I've been at the club has been the case. It was the commentary in 2010 leading into 2011, so it's something that I think it constantly echoes the external hallways. But for us, we'll just play who's in the best form, and whether you're 34 and the skipper, or you're 18 and entering your first season at AFL level, we'll pick a team based on merit and form, and I think that's something that we've always done. And what we do here is provide an environment that players want to hang around and perform well into their later years. So I suspect this year will be the same, and we're excited to show what we can do.
You said last night, Patrick, that you've been spending a lot more time on track this year than perhaps the last two pre-seasons. How far ahead are you now than perhaps you were last year?
Well, I think the thing with pre-seasons is that they're hard to fake. You're on the deck and you're putting in the minutes and kilometres through 3 months of pre-season, or you're trying to catch up and make it to round one. So that's sort of the difference. So it's just nice to be able to get back out there and compete and put in the work and feel confident going in that the kilometres are in the legs. And for the vast majority of our group, we've completed most of the pre-season and we're fit and firing and ready to go. And come 2 o'clock next Saturday, there's no excuses. It's kick off for 2022.
Pat, can I get you to put your PA hat on? Gill's floated potentially adding around 24 rather than having a sanctioned pre-season game like the Amy Community Series. From a PA's perspective, is it something that players have been canvassed on and would like to see? Or
no, it's not something that we've spoken about at the moment. PA is sort of conducting club visits, which will happen from sort of a couple of weeks ago right through for probably another month until we get around to all 18 clubs. So I suspect that will be an agenda topic, having not sat through it yet. We've got ours today. It does feel like over the last few years the pre-season competition and the structure has lost a bit of its vigour. So I think if there's a way that you can re-energise it or potentially reconfigure the season, then I think everyone's always open to best idea, and best idea wins, and if it improves our game, then that's a good thing.
Did you receive any communication from the AFL about the incident with Tuke Miller? Any sort of talk about that at all? Whether it was all good, I suppose, from their end?
No.
Okay, that answers that then. Did you expect if a player sort of raises their studs, it should be a free kick?
No. I'm actually not sure what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I know the marking contest you're talking about. To be honest, I'm not just sticking up for Pat, but I don't think that's the incident that the AFL were trying to take out. A still picture may capture it like that, but it wasn't one of the ones where you stick the foot in, which we've seen.